Investigator Carbo, today's date is December 16th, 2012. Time is 04:47 regarding essay number 12031. This will be Canvas interviews with Detective Andy Alvarez, Santa Ana PD. We're at 506 East Washington apartment. Hi. Do you speak English? Okay. I'm an investigator with the District Attorney's Office. This is Detective Alvarez with Santa Ana PD. We're investigating what happened out here last night. Do you live here?
Yeah.
Who do you live here with?
My girlfriend and her brother.
Your girlfriend, her brother, and her sister?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your name? And what's your address here? 506 East Washington? Do you guys have an apartment number or anything? Or
no.
You just use 506?
Yes.
What's your birthday, Jorge?
Yeah.
What year? Mm-hmm. And what's the phone number here? Or phone number you use for?
4-6.
Is that your cell?
Mm-hmm.
And were you home tonight, last night?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And did you hear or see anything unusual?
Well, I heard it, but I didn't come out.
Okay, so what did you hear?
I heard some screaming. I heard, some officers walking around.
Uh-huh. So you heard some screaming?
Uh-huh.
What time was that, do you think?
After 12.
After 12?
Yeah, or around, 11:50-something.
Okay. Where were you?
I was laying down on the couch.
Were you asleep? Were you...
I was awake.
You were awake? Okay. And what kind of screaming did you hear? Was it a man, a woman?
A man and a woman.
A man and a woman?
Yeah, it sounded like a man and a woman.
Like they were fighting?
Uh-huh.
And where did it sound like it was coming from?
It sounded like a... upstairs or in the yard. The fighting was all...
Like out here in the driveway area, or...?
Yeah. And then, it sounded like on the stairs.
Okay. Did you get up and look out to see who it was?
Mm-mm.
Did you hear what they were saying, what they were yelling at each other?
No, it was just yelling.
Just yelling?
Mm-hmm.
Both back and forth?
No, pretty much like man voice was mostly yelling.
The male voice was mostly yelling?
Mm-hmm.
What was the female doing, the woman?
Just like, crying.
Okay. Did you do anything? Did you call the police or anything like that?
No.
Okay. You just stayed on the couch?
Yeah, which is less than 3 minutes before I heard, 5 minutes before I heard the officers come in.
And so then you said you heard officers come in?
Yeah, well, I heard their flash, how they carry their belt.
Uh-huh.
You could hear it when they walked.
You knew that was the police just based on that?
No, after that I heard, I heard an officer say, where did he go? Something like that. It sounded like an officer's voice, because then I heard that same voice yelling, show me your hands.
Okay. Where did that sound like it was coming from?
Out here, in my yard.
Okay. So first you heard him say, where did he go?
Mm-hmm.
And then you heard the same voice say, show me your hands?
Mm-hmm. It's, sounded like the same person.
Okay.
Same person.
And then what happened after that?
And then I heard some running.
Uh-huh.
And I'm guessing it was an officer that said, stop right there.
Okay.
And then I heard a male voice say, fuck you or something like that. It was a battery.
Okay.
I don't remember what he yelled back. And after saying stop right there, uh-huh. I guess the guy tried to run or something, and I heard 3 gunshots.
Okay. So after you heard the male voice say fuck you or something like that?
Something like that. Mm-hmm.
Then you heard 3 gunshots?
Mm-hmm.
How much time passed between you heard the male voice say fuck you and you heard 3 gunshots?
It was pretty much after that.
Like right away?
Uh-huh.
And were the 3 shots really close to each other, really quick? Or was there space in between the shots?
1, 2, 3.
Okay. Did you get up and look to see what had happened?
No, we just lay on the floor. Okay. We heard the gunshots, so we just lay on the floor.
And that sounded like it was coming from your backyard?
That sounded like it was like in the driveway or something.
Okay. When you heard the officer saying, show me your hands and stop right there, and you heard the other guy say, fuck you, where did that sound like it was coming from? Did you tell?
I can't tell anymore.
Okay. Do you know the people that live upstairs?
Yeah. Well, my girlfriend knows them better. But.
Okay. Do you know a guy named Ignacio? Or Chidos?
I do not. Chidos.
Okay. Okay. Can I talk to your girlfriend?
Sure. Thanks.
Hi.
Sorry. What's your name?
My name.
Mm-hmm. Your last name? And what's your birthday?
It's.
And do you have a cell phone?
Yes, I do.
What's the number?
Area code.
What are the last two?
And you said this is 506 East Washington number?
Yeah.
That's
what
how do you guys call it?
Mm-hmm.
What do they call the one upstairs, you know?
It would be unit.
Okay. Okay, what did you hear tonight?
I was pretty much just waking up to him coming home when I heard also like some belts, like, you know, the officer
uh-huh.
belts. And he's like, I think those are cops. Just stay here. So we were going to come out the door. He's like, just stay here. So I laid him and I didn't hear much, but where did he go?
Yeah.
And then from there, I heard like a guy going, mm-hmm. like laughing.
Okay.
And I recognized that voice. So I just stayed in my house, and then from there, I heard shots. I don't know how many shots, but I heard shots.
Okay. So you were asleep.
Yes.
Where do you sleep? On the couch? Today?
Yeah, I was sleeping right here.
Okay. And you said you woke up when your boyfriend came home?
Yeah.
What time was that?
It was after 11:50 because I woke her up at that time.
Okay. So let me ask you a quick question. When you just came home right before all this happened?
No, I came here around 11:30, but she was awake. But she was asleep. I
okay.
woke her up like 20 minutes later.
Okay.
That's when I started hearing all the sound.
Okay. When you came home at 11:30 or whatever, did you see anybody hanging around outside?
No, I heard a male and a female come in right after, like, it wasn't long, like 5-10 minutes later.
Okay.
And
I hear them come here. Uh-huh. I hear the male say like something to the girl, and then I heard the fighting up there.
Okay. Upstairs. When you came home, was that expedition in the driveway?
It was a motorcycle.
Uh huh.
Is it a white?
No, I think it's black, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, black.
I don't remember honestly. There was a car behind the motorcycle.
Okay. Okay, so you were asleep when he came home, or yeah, and then he woke you up like 20 minutes later. Mm-hmm. Did you hear people arguing?
No, I did not.
Okay, so when you woke up, the first thing you heard was what you thought was policemen walking by. You could hear the belt mm-hmm. or something. Did you happen to look at the clock to see what time it was when you woke up?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so you heard the police walking by. You heard somebody say, where did he go?
Yeah.
And then after that, what did you hear?
And then from there, I heard that they took it from my backyard up into the front somewhere. And then I just heard the punch, like a scream. Like, it wasn't like a scream, it was more like a laugh.
Uh-huh.
And from there, I just heard gunshots.
And you said you recognized that voice?
The laugh,
the
I
laugh?
Did. Yes, I did.
And who did you recognize that as?
That was Cheetos.
And is it, they call them Cheetos, like the food you eat?
Mm-hmm.
Cheetos? How do you know him?
He's my neighbor's son.
Okay. So have you known him for a long time?
Mm-hmm. For about a year now.
Okay. And you said it sounded like a laugh to you?
Yeah, it pretty much sounded like a laugh to me.
Okay. And did that sound like it was coming from the backyard?
No, that sounded like it was up here, near the driveway.
And then after that you heard shots?
Yes, I did.
How long after you heard the laugh did you hear the shots?
It was moments after.
Okay. And how many shots did you hear?
It's about two. I heard two clearly.
Did you hear anybody else say anything, either before or after the shots, besides where did he go and Cheeto's laugh?
No, I didn't.
No. And did you get up and look out or anything afterwards?
No, my sister was laying on the other side of the couch, so I told her to run to the restroom
okay.
and to lay on the floor.
Okay. Is your sister here?
My little sister.
Okay. How old is she?
She's.
Is she asleep?
Where
was she when all this happened?
She was right there.
Who else lives here?
My brother.
How old is he?
He is.
Where was he when it happened?
He was in the room sleeping.
Okay. Mind waking him up?
My brother.
You didn't hear him. He's not having sleep.
What about the little sister?
She did. Mm-hmm.
Can you get her?
Yeah.
Okay. Short for anything?
No.
Okay. What's your last name?
We're in the house.
Yeah, what's your birthday? October
10th. It was like...
Do you have a phone number?
Yeah, it's... Yes.
Okay, we're investigating what happened out here tonight.
Yeah.
Did you hear or see anything?
No. I was asleep.
Okay, what time did you go to bed?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know what time.
It was around 11:35. Because he came in 5 minutes after I...
Yes. You came in 5 minutes after he did? Okay. And you went straight to bed?
Yeah.
And right to sleep?
Yeah.
Okay. And you didn't hear anything?
No.
When's the first time you found out something had happened?
When they kind of grabbed me, they kind of woke me up, and they just told me to get down. And
they brought me down to the floor, and I was just like, what's going on? And they were like, we heard gunshots. And,
who's they?
Oh, yeah, them.
Okay.
So they go, we heard gunshots, and I was just, oh, I just wanted to go. And then I just got up and then just went back to sleep.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Sound like a TC.
Hey, you on the radio, Danny?
Go back inside.
Okay, just come over here. We're at the house. I don't know what that thing was. I looked at it also. Okay.
Something's going on.
Okay.
Just crash. Busy place tonight, isn't it? Okay. Okay. Ben, right? Your little sister, she up?
Yeah.
No, she.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. Okay.
What's that?
Hi. How are you? Sorry to wake you up. We're investigating what happened last night. Okay. Can I just get your name real quick? Yes. And what's your last name? And what's your birthday? Do you have a phone number you use?
Mm-hmm.
What's it?
Mm-hmm.
And you live here with your sister?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And were you home last night when something happened out here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you at?
No,
were you on the couch? Were you asleep? Were you awake?
Half awake and half asleep.
Okay. And what happened? What did you hear?
Bullets.
You heard gunshots?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear anything before that?
Mm-hmm.
No? Were you mostly asleep?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the first thing, you know what time you went to sleep? About?
Seven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got better early. And so the first thing that you heard was gunshots? Do you know how many?
Like three or two.
Okay. And could you tell where they came from?
From the back.
From the back?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it really super loud?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear any yelling and talking?
Mm-hmm.
No? What did you do when you heard the shots?
I ran to the restroom.
Ran to the restroom? Okay. Did you look out the window or anything? And so right before that you were asleep, you didn't hear any yelling, any talking before the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Nobody else is here?
No. It's
nobody else lives here?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Okay. Okay. I'll send you a text. Neil wanted me to check the stairs real quick, see if there's anything good. We're checking again. Leo just called me and asked me to check for that. So, there's nothing apparent. There's, obviously the broken window and that's it. So we're looking again right now.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going off tape at 5:07. It's Investigator Carlo. Today's date is December 16th, 2012, approximately 05:10 hours. Continuing the canvas at 506 East Washington. Regarding essay number 12031.
Talk to you for a minute? Hi. We're just investigating something that happened here last night when the city was started. What was it?
It was Webster.
It was upstairs?
It was Webster.
Oh,
it was upstairs. Yeah.
Right. We're just trying to find out if you saw or heard anything. What's your name? Oh, thank you.
My English is not good.
Okay. What's your name? What's your last name? And what's your birthday? Do you have a phone number?
Yeah. That's it.
And do you who do you live here with? Okay. And is there another apartment out
back here? This house is like a duplex, but it's like a triplex, whatever.
Okay.
It's because some people live upstairs, uh-huh. And then in the back is another family.
Uh-huh. Is that, Do you know them? Do you know the names of the people that live downstairs back here?
No old people.
No. Huh?
No old people.
No old people? Mm. Yep.
I know the name for the mom for those guys. And then some of those girls the name.
Yeah. They're the ones that live in the back down here.
Yeah, they
downstairs.
Live with it. Yeah.
Okay. So you have the hole down here.
You
have a back door that looks out the back?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure there's not another apartment that...
Yeah, here's my place, and then when you open this door, they have
they
another
have
door
right
for
here.
That.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It's like a separate.
Right. Okay, so you live here with your... Did you hear something last night?
Yeah, I feel like somebody knocked the door or somebody go down, like, you know, when you throw something.
Uh-huh.
Example, like, you throw the shoes like that. Uh-huh. We was in the room with my father. They was trying to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And then we hear something. And then my husband, he was watching the TV here. And then he went in the room, are you guys okay? And then we were, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, somebody was crying. And then sounds like when somebody knocked the door. And then after that, the police came here, and then they told my husband, hey, is everything good here? Something happened. And they told my husband, you know, wherever your wife? And he was like, no. And then the police go, hey, can you call your wife? And then and she's okay, whatever. And then when they try to go to my room, somebody were running.
Okay. So let me start with.
Okay.
You heard the bang, like all shoes right. or something, something falling
somebody,
or something.
Somebody, I don't know. Like,
did that sound like it was coming from upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay. What time was that, do you know?
Around 11 something. I'm not sure. That
okay.
Like 11, 12.
Kind of like something falling or being thrown down?
Yeah.
And then there were additional.
And that was
okay.
11 something?
Yeah, like 11, 12 something. I don't know
okay.
that time exactly.
Sometime after 11?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, and where were you when you were in the bedroom?
Yeah, we were over there with my daughters.
Okay. Copy that.
And then after that, you said you heard a woman crying?
I don't know if a woman or little kid.
Oh, you heard somebody crying?
Yeah. We
How long after that banging sound did you hear the crying?
Like 10 minutes maybe.
Okay. And where did the crying sound like it was coming from?
Upstairs.
Upstairs also?
Yeah.
Okay. And then after you heard the crying, what happened?
The police get here and then...
How long after the crying did the police get here?
I don't know exactly. It was get so scary because I hear somebody's like shouting the gun or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then we heard that for 2 times. We was having like a little, you know, Christmas party
uh-huh.
here with my friends from the church. And I was in the kitchen trying to clean some. And then we hear somebody shooting the gun.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was like a 10. But you know, sometimes that people had like a fireworks. I'm not sure.
So let me stop you for a second. Did you hear the gunshots?
Yeah.
Before or after you heard the crying?
Before.
Before.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Like a 1 hour before.
Okay. But so was that before or after the police came to ask you?
Yeah.
Before the police came?
Yeah.
Like an hour before?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. So before the bang and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you hear the shooting?
Like
on
the other side, like over there.
Over there?
Yeah.
How many shots did you hear?
Like more than two, like three, four.
Like three? Okay, so then you heard those shots,
uh-huh.
and then like an hour later you heard the bang,
uh-huh.
and then like 10 minutes later you heard the crying,
yeah.
and then how long after the crying did the police come?
Like right away.
Right away?
Yeah.
Okay, and did they come to the door?
Yeah, they knocked the door and they went inside and they
how many police?
When they knocked the door, it's like a 2 police, but then it's a lot of police, like a 10 cars.
Okay, so police, 2 police knocked on the door.
Yeah.
And who answered the door?
My husband.
Okay. What's his name? And the police asked him what?
They asked, I don't know if that word is right. They say, are you kicking your, or you try to, they asked, you kicking your wife? I don't know if that is the right answer.
Okay, so
I mean the right
answer. They were asking if you and...
They was thinking.
They thought maybe
yeah.
you were fighting? Okay.
Yeah. That when they go in, somebody go running on the other side. I don't know exactly there. Like.
Okay, so how do you know somebody went running?
My husband told me. Because they come in inside and then they tried to see me.
Uh-huh.
And then
and you were in the bedroom?
Yeah, I was there with my daughters.
Uh-huh.
And then when they tried to see me and somebody go, and then the police go out, check who was running.
Okay.
And then they figured out it was not here, it was upstairs
okay.
in the bathroom.
So you were in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You heard that the police came to the door. Did
yeah,
you hear the police talking?
Yeah, I was out trying to sleep. My little baby
uh-huh.
had like a, my baby's like a 1 month. And they knocked the door
uh-huh.
and then asked somebody go inside. And then I told my daughter to, I asked my daughter, my bigger daughter, I told, oh, somebody knocked the door, and she's like, yeah, and I say no, because they don't knock like
uh-huh.
And then my husband is was talking, and then we go check, and then and it's the time when they try to go in there, and then they go.
Okay, so then did you stay in the bedroom, or did you come out here?
I go here, and then my husband, what happened? And then he saw the police was here. And then it's that time I saw the police go out. And then later on, we was to stay in the room. And then my daughter asked my husband, what happened? And then my husband told my daughter, let's go, the police came because somebody's kicking somebody or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then we went in the room, the whole family. And then the police knock again, and then they told my husband if everybody's here, the whole family from this house. And then my husband go, yeah. And then go like, the police go inside, and then lock the doors and everything. And then I ask the police, hey, what happened? And he's like, oh, I can tell you, but just go inside. If I need something else, we knock the door again.
Okay.
So then we stay in the room, the whole family.
Okay, so after the police came and talked to Sergio and they left because somebody went running, mm-hmm. did you hear anything else after that? Did you hear any yelling or anything?
No.
No?
And then we go check in the window what happened, and then some people go after, they go out, like, just watching.
Did you hear any gunshots or anything after that?
No.
No, okay. So the only gunshots you heard was like an hour before you heard the thing fall and the crying and all that?
Yeah, that's that. The gunshot, whatever, is like the two times.
Uh-huh.
First like a 10, and then the other one like 11.
Oh, you did hear shooting again?
Yeah.
When was that?
Before, when the police knocked the door.
Before the police knocked on the door or after?
No, after.
After.
Yeah, the police came in here, and uh-huh. then go out, and then I hear the shouting again. It
was the shooting?
Yeah.
Gun? How many gunshots did you hear that time?
Like 3 or 4.
Okay. And was it very soon after they left that you heard the shooting?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you go look outside to see what happened?
Over there?
Yeah. No. You said 3 or 4 shots?
Yeah.
Okay.
And most of the time we stay here, and then we close the door because some people from there, like, it looks like a weird people, you know.
Do you call this East Washington or just 506 East Washington?
No, yes, like that. Sometimes the people say, like, the cable people, they go like, yeah.
Okay. Can I speak to your husband?
Yeah, he was speaking.
Okay.
What's his last name again?
My husband.
How old are your daughters? How old are your daughters?
The bigger one is... Yeah.
Whew, that's really little.
Yeah, she was little.
Was the child awake when the police came the first time?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we was in the room. We was trying to sleep, and she was so scary.
Okay. Did she stay in the room the whole time?
Yeah, she just go in here, and then we ask my husband, and then we go together. Uh-huh. Because my husband say, go in the floor.
Okay. After you heard the shots?
Yeah.
What's your daughter? What's your daughter?
Uh-huh.
What's her last name?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's her birthday?
April
20th.
April
20th. And you have one?
Yeah.
What's the baby's name? What's her birthday? Gotcha.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
What's your birthday? And your phone number? The left number?
The same one.
Same one as you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, ¿qué pasó hoy? ¿Qué pasó esta noche?
Esta noche, pues yo no me enteré de casi nada.
Nomás explícale cuando llegó la policía.
Explíqueme qué pasó con la...
¿Llegó la policía?
Sí, sí.
Cuando llegó la policía estaba... Oh, yo oí un ruido, como así como si fueran golpeado la pared, así. Se ruido muy fuerte. Entonces yo vine a ver acá, a ver qué había pasado, a ver si había...
Más espacio, por eso. Escuchaba un ruido.
Un ruido como un golpe.
Un golpe.
Así como si hubiera caído
¿A qué hora, más o menos?
Sí, como unas 11 y media, tal vez.
Ok. ¿Y dónde estaba usted? ¿En su cuarto o aquí?
La tele, sí.
Okay. So you're watching TV and you heard a loud noise, right?
Yeah.
About 11:30. Okay, ¿qué pasó?
Oh, entonces no me asomé para allá, pero yo lo vi por aquí, ¿no? Y pero tal vez se cayó algo acá, dije, y vine a asomarme a ver qué pasó y estaban acostadas. Uh-huh. Y ya me dije que no había sido aquí adentro, me fui para afuera y me asomé.
¿Tú fuiste de fuera?
Sí.
Ajá.
Sí. Abrí la puerta y me asomé. Ajá. Iba llegando una policía ahí. Y
¿hay la policía afuera?
¿En
front? ¿Qué?
Sí.
¿Cuántos policías?
Uno.
Más que uno, ¿en un carro? Sí. Policía de carro.
Me fijé que estaba un carro como negro con una como que era de policía. Porque venía como esa policía. Entonces me asomé así nomás para ver qué, porque a lo mejor andan golpeando los carros o algo, dije yo. Ajá. Me sumé a ver así nada más y vi que iba llegando otra policía, entonces ya cerré la puerta yo.
Ajá.
Y me senté otra vez aquí y llegó y tocaron aquí y me dijeron, ¿qué pasó?
Pues, ¿quién toca?
La policía.
¿La policía? ¿Cuántos?
Uno,
dos.
Okay. Que eran dos. Vi uno a un lado y otro lado. Entonces me preguntaron que si había golpeado a mi esposa o algo así.
Okay.
Y entonces que si había problemas, y entonces me dijeron que querían hablar con mi esposa para saber si estaba bien. Uh-huh. Entonces yo venía para acá por mi esposa, abrí la puerta y le dije, Brenda. Y en un ratito un policía le dijo al otro, le dijo, que no lo entendí bien porque no hablo inglés, pero algo así de que persiguieron a que algo había como corrido algo por allá. Entonces el otro policía, ya de aquí se fueron corriendo como persiguiendo a alguien para allá, no sé. Yo estaba aquí en esta puerta. Y en ese
momento... ¿Son los dos policías se
sí,
fue corriendo?
Se fueron corriendo como para allá.
Okay.
Y en ese ratito ya se oyeron como dos o tres balazos, así como para ya como que a esa persona que corretearon como que le dispararon.
Después de la policía se fue corriendo,
sí.
Pero antes de escuchó los balazos,
no.
Escuchó alguien gritando o alguien diciendo algo.
No.
When the first shooting, he wasn't here. He
wasn't. No. You're
talking about after that?
Yeah, I'm asking after the police went out running. Then you heard some gunshots.
Yeah.
Between them, did you hear any yelling, anybody saying anything?
¿Escuchaste si alguien estaba llorando, gritando, peleando?
En ese rato, cuando tiraron los balazos, un ratito después, se empezó ahí como una persona que lloró arriba, como que le estaban, no sé, como si se estaban peleando algo así.
So after the shots, you heard somebody crying upstairs?
Sí. Okay.
Somebody was yelling or
yelling
like...
Como ruido arriba, como se...
Nice.
That was after the shots?
Sí.
Okay. After you heard the shots, did you go look outside to see what happened?
Okay.
Si usted miró afuera después de escuchar los balazos? No. ¿Dónde estaba usted cuando hubiste los balazos? ¿Aquí o dentro del cuarto?
Aquí.
¿En el cuarto?
Aquí me quedé
aquí en la puerta. Okay.
Y de aquí se dieron los balazos y le dije que se tiraran al suelo y ya.
¿Hace cuánto tiempo después de las policías se fue corriendo hasta usted oíste las balazos?
Como menos de un minuto pasó.
¿Menos de un minuto? Okay. ¿Viste usted una persona corriendo?
No.
¿No? Solo...
Oí, escuché como que lo iban a...
¿La policía sí. diciendo algo? Okay. Thank you very much. Sorry to bother you.
Okay, I'm going to go back off tape at 5:31. December 16, 2012, 0608, Canvas at Hi. We're at the police. We're investigating something that happened over here last night. I just wanted to see if you saw or heard anything unusual.
No.
No?
No.
What's your name?
Mm-hmm.
Is your address? Next door is
okay. Yeah, he's still the owner.
He's the owner? Is he home?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Maybe.
Nobody answered. What's your and your birthday? You have a phone number?
No. 7 No.
Have you been home all night?
Yeah, yesterday.
What time did you get home last night?
Around... Because we all go outside and then come back around... After like 10 minutes, when the police is coming here, I see two cars.
Okay, so you were home for about 10 minutes and then you saw two police cars?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what did you see the two police cars do?
Just I see them there, and then a couple of people go around the house.
So the two police cars were sitting there?
Yeah, those two cars was there.
Uh-huh.
And then the official was around the house.
The house right there with the Christmas lights?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Did you see what they did?
No, just coming walking.
Okay. Where were you? Were you
inside? Were you out here?
No, I was talking with my friend.
You were out here talking with your friend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you saw the two officers walk over to the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
And something like that. Like,
did you see anybody else over there?
No. After when they became more tired, they came a lot of the people coming from the house. But I don't know who's there.
Okay. So when you got home, did you see anybody hanging around out there?
No.
No? Okay. Did you hear any talking, yelling, anything like that?
No.
Okay. You saw the two policemen walk to that house. After that, did you hear any talking or yelling or?
No, that's when the people, the police coming.
Uh-huh.
That the people is coming from the outside, but I don't hear anything though.
Okay. You never heard anything, any like gunshots or anything like that?
Gunshot, we hear. When my friend say, oh, he say, hey, you see that? Hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Say what? It's like a, in Spanish, like a balazos.
Uh-huh.
But I can hear, my friend is here, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that, when was that? Was that before or after you saw the officers walk up to the house?
After.
After?
After.
A long time after or short time?
I didn't remember.
And you didn't hear the
no, I didn't hear
shots? Okay.
Mm.
Is your friend here?
Yeah.
Can I talk to him?
I was here because my boy, my
Hi.
Son.
Hi, how are you?
My son is working.
What's your name? ¿Viste algo o escuchó algo afuera?
No, los balazos cuando sonaron le dijeron.
¿Dónde estaba usted?
Estaba con él. Estamos platicando.
¿Afuera o adentro?
Aquí estábamos viendo cuando pasó una persona, pero no vimos nada, no pensamos nada, nomás oímos. Le dije, oye, fue un balazo.
Okay.
Dice,
¿estaban ustedes afuera? Cuando lo escuchó los
no,
balazos
estábamos
adentro. Adentro,
no.
Ok. So, ¿cuántos balazos?
Como tres, ¿verdad?
Okay.
Tres.
Antes de los balazos, ¿escuchó gritando
no,
o voces?
Nada.
Okay. ¿A qué hora pasó eso?
Como las 12.
¿Como las 12?
No,
cerca de medianoche.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ok, muchas gracias.
Gracias.
Off tape at 0616. This is Investigator Carvo. Today's date is January 9th, 2013, approximately 11:28 a.m. This will be a follow-up canvas regarding SA-12-031, attempting to contact a resident at East Washington.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm an investigator with the district attorney's office. Uh-huh. Just following up about a shooting that happened across the street last month. Do you remember hearing about that?
I heard about it.
Okay. Do you live here?
Yeah, I live.
Okay. Basically, what we do is when we came out that night, early that morning, we went door to door just to see if anybody saw or heard anything. And when we came here, nobody answered.
Yeah.
So I have to follow up and make contact with everybody. Fine, 505. What's your name? Is it? And what's your birthday? And this is Washington,
yeah.
Right? No apartment number or anything?
Yeah.
Okay. And a phone number here?
71. Yeah.
Were you home that night?
I was home that night, but I was already asleep and I didn't hear any of the shootings.
Okay.
Only until the morning when I woke up at, I think it was 5. I didn't exit the house until like 5:15.
Uh-huh.
That's when I saw everything was closed off.
Okay.
And I waited maybe like 10-15 minutes until I saw an officer.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him if I could pull out my car so I can get work.
Okay. So you were probably at work when we walked by. Yeah, we knocked on your door about a little after 6. Who do you live with?
I live with my mom. She's not here right now though.
Was she home that night?
She was home that night. She said she heard like noise. She wasn't sure what it was, but she heard a lot of noise.
Uh-huh.
She didn't make much of it.
Okay.
And I think she just went back to sleep.
What's her name? Last name? When will she be home?
She'll be home like around 4:30 or 5.
Okay, she works during the day?
Yeah.
If I leave you my card, could you have her give me a call? Maybe I can just talk to her over the phone.
She speaks mostly Spanish.
That's right, I speak Spanish.
Oh,
Spanish.
Yeah.
Just ask her to give me a call and this number. And and then I just need to talk to her over the phone and see what she heard, and that'll be it.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, sir. End of canvas interview at 11:32. Hi, do you speak English?
A little bit.
Okay, I'm an investigator with the district attorney's office.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just investigating a shooting that happened across the street from your house.
Uh-huh.
Back in December.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. It was on the early morning of December 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Were you home at the time of that shooting?
Yeah, I home all night.
Okay. Did you hear or see anything?
I listened the I listened the como.
Puedes decirme en español si quieres.
Sí, oí como balazos.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Pero pues no me paré, ¿no?
¿Sabes cuánto tiempo? ¿Qué hora?
Eran como las 12 de la noche.
¿Como las 12?
Ajá.
¿Y dónde estaba usted?
En mi casa, durmiendo en mi recámara.
Oh, okay. So, uh-huh. Estaba durmiendo
y oí y me desperté.
Oh, okay.
Ajá.
¿Y viste usted fuera de la ventana o algo?
Me quedé un rato y después volví a oír otra vez como balazos.
Okay.
Entonces ya fue que el ¿cómo se llama? Andaba la avioneta.
Ajá.
Uh-huh. Dando vueltas arriba.
Ajá.
Uh-huh. Y entonces dije, bueno, pues ¿qué pasa? Entonces ya me paré y me asomé por la ventana. Me asomé nada más, no abrí las ventanas ni nada, nomás la cortina. Y ya había mucha policía ahí.
Oh, okay.
¿Y quién estaba en su casa en este tiempo?
Mi hijo, pero estaba dormido.
Ok, ¿solo usted y él?
Solo mi hijo y yo vivimos ahí.
¿Y su nombre es?
Sí.
¿Y qué es su fecha de nacimiento?
¿La fecha de nacimiento?
Sí.
Es el... Ajá.
¿De cuál año?
50.
Y vives el East Washington, ¿sí?
Uh-huh. Sí, ahí.
Ok. Ok, es todo. Muchas gracias.
Ándale, sí.
Ok, bye.
Ok.
This is Investigator Carbo. Today's date is January 14th, 2013, approximately 15:28 hours. That was a telephone call on a Canvas interview regarding SA 12-031 with a